Hello.
Yes, hello. Is Mr. Foster available?
Speaking.
Mr. Foster, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. I got an email from one of the folks in my headquarters in New York, Allison Sullivan.
Yes, supposed to pick up this mail for me.
Yeah, she said that you had the bank statements to apply for the waiver, but had no way to get it to the county assessor's office.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. Just wait a minute, please.
Okay. So.
No, I was talking to my nephew.
Mm-hmm. So you have the 5-year look back. Now, question. In terms of other stuff that is required, let me just ask you everything you have because they're going to ask some questions.
Well,
so,
the thing is, I did everything else. The last thing they needed was this bank statement thing for the 5 years.
Right. So when you say everything else, what does the county assistance office have for the financial verification so far? Anything else?
No, everything they need right now is from what I had to get from the bank.
Okay.
Now, they did everything for my doctor and all that stuff there.
Okay.
This was
so
the last
you went through
thing
the
maximum because I got approved and everything.
Right. Yeah. You got medically and clinically approved by the enrollment broker. Now, do you have life insurance?
No.
Okay. Do you own any homes?
Yes.
Okay. So, including in the bank statements, that means you're also going to need a copy of the deed of any homes that you own.
Okay.
The county assessor wants to see that.
Why didn't you tell me all this?
Yeah, that's what the they should have.
I do have it, but the thing is, she didn't tell me. I got it in my safe. I mean, I got one house, the house I live in now, and,
Okay.
I bought when I had my accident. I mean, case money. I bought this house.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
So let me go because this is something I've been doing. Before I worked with Family First, I've been doing enrollment independently for over 10 years. So they actually usually contact me when they're having a difficulty doing it. In New York, where the headquarters is, they're good, but this is Pennsylvania, in particular Philadelphia. And I've been doing this for a while. So let me just tell you some stuff. This is what the county, and we're dealing with Philadelphia County, which I'm going to tell you right now what I believe is the worst county assistance office in the state, okay? They are the most flooded. They are also short-staffed. Mm-hmm. And just to be frank and be transparent, they're incompetent, point-blank period, okay? And they have been for quite some time. And I've been dealing with them for a long time. I've seen them go from okay to bad to horrendous. And they are at the horrendous point at this particular point where we are. They're understaffed, overworked. Even one of the supervisors last week, I emailed him. He emailed me back and said, this is my last day. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
And this company out here I picked.
What
is
that?
I picked here because my cousin, he's part, he enrolled in this one. So I did
right.
love a couple of people and I didn't want to deal with them. But they seem like